Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis, and today on the podcast, it's all about Vivaldi and the bassoon. Vivaldi wrote 39 concertos for bassoon, though none were published during his lifetime. Still, he contributed more to the bassoon repertory than just about any other composer before or since, and that's something to pay attention to. Certainly bassoonist Nadina Mackie-Jackson has. Working directly from Vivaldi's manuscripts in the Turin Library, Jackson created her own performing editions of these pieces to use for this 2012 recording from MSR Music. Here, Jackson performs Vivaldi bassoon concertos with Nicholas McGeegan on harpsichord, Lucas Harris on lute and guitar, along with an orchestra of one per part strings. While this recording includes several top Baroque specialists in the early music field, it's worth noting that Jackson herself performs on a modern bassoon. Every performance of old music is a recreation of some sort. So while this isn't a bona fide period instrument recording, Jackson does bring an authentically enjoyable and musically impressive performance. But since this happens to be an early music podcast, it's worth thinking about the differences between performances on a modern rather than a Baroque bassoon. In these concertos, Vivaldi exploited the bassoon of his day, highlighting it as a solo instrument and pushing it to greater heights of virtuosity. But in Vivaldi's time, the bassoon had fewer keys, a larger inner bore, and a smaller range than later bassoons. For that reason, playing Vivaldi concertos on the modern bassoon with its added keys, extended range, and more even sound between the high and low registers somehow runs the risk of making this music sound almost too clean or too easy. Back to the recording, though, there's the occasional moment when Jackson's ornaments go outside of Vivaldi's bounds. For instance, some of the ornaments at the end of this track include high notes that don't actually exist on the Baroque bassoon. Perhaps in the spirit of the Baroque, Jackson, like Vivaldi, chose to use everything that she had at her disposal and the full range of the instrument she was playing. Here's an interesting piece. Vivaldi's C minor bassoon concerto, RV 480, is the only one Vivaldi wrote for bassoon in this particularly serious key. Thank you. And now for something the same, yet completely different. Here's the C minor concerto again, but from the other CD we're featuring today on the podcast, a 2012 Naive recording from Sergio Azzolini with the ensemble Laura Suave Cremona. Right away, you'll hear a difference in sound. Azzolini plays a period Baroque bassoon rather than a modern one, and the Laura Orchestra is large by comparison, comprised of 6 violins, and 2 each in the viola and cello sections. Paired with Jackson, Azzolini performs at a more ponderous tempo, and the orchestral texture is much thicker. But there are certain places on this recording where Laura opts for a more transparent sound too, as in the C major concerto, RV 474, where the strings are reduced to 1 on a part. This recording is the 3rd in a set of Vivaldi concertos from Sergio Azzolini and Laura Suave Cremona. One aspect that makes this set of recordings stand out is how these performers highlight the theatrical and improvisatory aspects of Vivaldi's music in a way that keeps these pieces fresh, charming, and individual. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can find out more about these recordings when you visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. We'll also link to some videos of interviews with both Jackson and Azzolini if you'd like to get to know more about these performers. And while you're on our website, have a look around at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. Thanks for listening. I'm Janelle Davis.